All right, Shabbos Shalom, good morning. Let's begin. So you're picking up on page Kuf Yud Beis. Alma Ba'im Yisurim. Why does suffering occur? So Lemaisa Kan Hamakom Lahavi Esma Shaka Sabnu Leel Ala Atzvus Tachas Hakoseres Lama Yesh Li Yisurim. So he says, now is the time that we have to go ahead and begin to discuss that which we discussed before about the concept of sadness. Of Atzos. Sharia Avon HaRishon Sha'alav Danin HaSa'adam Hu Avon HaAtzmos. So says the Mechaber, you know that the first sin for which a person is judged is the sin of sadness. We spoke about this extensively before, about the need to find simcha even in the most difficult of circumstances. Even when I know I'm imperfect, and even though when I personally know that I have to do so much work, and even when there might be other circumstances in my life that are in a state of disrepair, I have to figure out a way to be besimcha. I have to figure out a way to find happiness. And therefore, again, by definition, the first major mistake and the first major misstep which we commit is the sin of atzmos, the sin of sadness. That when we lose ourselves in sadness because I'm sad about who I am, I'm sad about my failures, I'm sad about the missteps I've made, I'm sad about where my life is. So that in and of itself is an avera. And again, we discussed this extensively, which logically, the reason why this is considered to be an avera is because when a person finds themselves in this state, it's impossible to grow when one has that kind of feeling about themselves and about their circumstances. Hasiba shikdamnu lichtov akach b'tchilas haperiki. Kevan shechashavnu shem niftach haseperach tekev b'inyan hayisod shen yisurim lo avon harbe anoshim yibalu v'yishku b'dikonu ba'atzus v'lo yamshichu likro ad lamakom shebo nichtov sha'adam tzarech liyo sameach ne'atzmo afidu shu kemoshu. So I'll say the Mechaber is just giving us a little bit of an insight into his, I guess we'll call it, stylistic framework here. Ideally, from a theological perspective, he should have begun first with the concept of Ein Yisur Melo Avon. There's no suffering without iniquity. That ultimately, again, everything that goes wrong in life somehow is traced back to some type of misstep or something that may be in a state of disrepair. Remember, we've spoken about it extensively. Ein Yisur Melo Avon doesn't mean that Lamaisa, every single time something bad happens, it's because I've committed an avera. Ein Yisur Melo Avon means that there is nothing in my life that occurs that is random. Everything that occurs is part of something bigger. By definition, every single setback, every single difficulty is a manifestation of something going on in my life. Sometimes it's an avera, sometimes it's something in a state of disrepair, sometimes it's a wake-up call. So the Mechaber says, I just want you to know that's what I should have started with. But I purposely did not go ahead and, for Sanhedrin, I'm making a put your phones on silent announcement at the beginning. So he says, I purposely did not go ahead and start with that. Why? Because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, had I gone ahead and started with that, so that would have been exceptionally heavy. So instead he said, I chose to start with the concept that a person always has to be besimcha. And I will say, besimcha means that even in a situation where I am not happy with my life, I know that I am not where I need to be. I know I'm not doing what I need to be. I know that. I'm fully cognizant of that. But I have to find a way to find the simcha even in those circumstances. Lochein, ata nizkar heitiv, shelef neshem aschilim lefashesh ulechapes ama boy misurin. So therefore again, before we go ahead and we try to explore and to understand why it is that suffering or setbacks occur, Hadover harishon shetzvichim livdoku, efo nechshol bebechias chinam, o bechisar hoda, velavod al asimcha va'al hoda. This is such a beautiful idea. The Mechaber says, before we kind of delve into the concept of ein yisurim belo avon, that every single setback and every single suffering or difficulty that I encounter is a result, is reflective of something in my life. Before we get into that, so we have to first ask ourselves the fundamental question. We have to first go ahead and introspect and figure out, where have we cried b'chiyas chinam? right? Where have we cried for no good reason? Bechisaron Hoda. Where is it ultimately again that we've had a lack of Hoda, a lack of Hakaras HaTov? Or I should say, where is it that we have failed to go ahead and express our gratitude to God? V'la'avod al simcha v'al Hoda. We both say we have to try to work on ourselves to be the kind of people ultimately again who have simcha and who have gratitude. V'rak kasher adam sameach be'emes mi'atzmo. And it is only when a person is truly happy, right, with himself, and the person is truly able to rejoice over that which is good in him, and he's happy with his lot, and he has gratitude, and he praises God, and he really feels that everything that he has is a matnas chinam, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a chesed. Rak az yachohu lefashish b'ma'asov halo, k'vishiv v'atav. We'll say, this is a very profound yisod. What the Mechaber is saying is the following. In order to go ahead and introspect, in order to go ahead and examine my deeds, in order to go ahead, and truly look at what is in a state of disrepair in my life, I have to first be happy with who I am and what I have. It's an incredible Yisrael will say, because what is the Mechaber saying? If I try to undertake the process of Ein Yisurim Lelo Avon, of recognizing that when negative things happen, it's reflective of some state of disrepair within my life, whether it's sinful disrepair, whether it's some other disrepair, but I'm not happy with who I am, with what I have, then by definition, the process is not going to yield fruit. You hear this incredible idea. This, by the way, what he's quoting over here is Rabbi Nachman, right? Rabbi Nachman says, Mitzvah gedola lihios b'simcha tamid. So Rabbi Nachman says, what does it mean, Mitzvah gedola lihios b'simcha tamid? The Rebbe says, what that means is, without going through the whole Arichos, this is in Reish Pei Beis, in the Kutei Moharan, he says so beautifully, he says, what it means is that a person has to realize that even when I've sinned, there's still parts of me that are good. That's, he quotes the pasuk from Tillim, Od Ma'at Ve'ein Rasha. That there's always that Od Ma'at, there's always that little bit of me that's not a Rasha. Even when I do terrible things, even when I mess up so badly, there's always the part of me that's good. And the Rebbe says, that's where a Jew has to start. Meaning the process, it's amazing, the process of introspection, self-evaluation, of the process of contemplation of Ein Yisurim below Avon. That if there's negative things happening in my life, that's reflective of some state of disrepair. That process doesn't begin by reflecting on what I've done wrong. That process begins by reflecting on what I've done right. What is the good in me? Where is the good in me? What are the things that ultimately are going, do I have Hakaras HaTov? Do I have gratitude for that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me? Do I have gratitude ultimately again for the beautiful brachos in my life? Once I set the table like that, then I could introspect and understand what's wrong. And we'll see, understand the logic. The logic is because if you start with the negative, then the process of introspection can become an overwhelming, almost self-defeating process. You have to start first with the good, set the table with the good, and then ultimately, again, a person could delve into that which is in a state of disrepair. So he goes on, Ben Adam Lechavero. So we'll say, see, he says over here, now he's going to go through the different types of states of disrepair that we can have in life. Ben Adam Lechavero. Yisurim Shein Koshin, Benim Shachim Le'orech Zman. So we'll say, if a person has incredibly intense difficulties and prolonged difficulties, Api Rof, Heim Boim Alavero Shevin Adam Lechavero. It is possible that they're coming about as a result of interpersonal sin. Kial kol tsar v'lu akata miyosa, shadam gorim lechadero, yesh biyado avon chamor, shen yachol v'hiskaper bo, ad sheimcha lo osa adam shenishka menor. So we have this concept that sometimes averos bin adam lechadero are much worse than bin adam lemakom. For one simple reason. Ben Adam Lamakom, if I go ahead and I do say I wrong God, I could do tshuva, I could ask for forgiveness. If I wrong another individual, so again, I could ask God for all the forgiveness in the world. That forgiveness is incomplete until I approach the other individual. And as we all know, sometimes it's exceptionally difficult to be able to approach another individual and ask for forgiveness, even when I realize unequivocally that I'm wrong. So the problem is sometimes we go through life with interpersonal wrongs that have not been corrected. And as long as I have not been forgiven by the individual who I have wronged, yesh alav din min shamayim. So I'll say there is din against me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as long as I have not corrected those wrongs. Umizeh bo'im alav yisurim. And they both said, this could be the source. Obviously, I want to point out over here, the Mechaber is not a Navi. No one's a Navi. So no one could tell you why it is that a person's suffering. We'll say, the Yisod with suffering is, I recognize, when I say suffering, suffering means a whole bunch of things. Suffering means adversity, whatever your adversity is. They both say, the Yisod that he's saying over here is, as much as I don't know with certainty why it is that things happen, the inability to know with certainty does not go ahead and take away from the need to explore. So I have to contemplate why it is that these things are occurring while recognizing that I may never know the full reason. So the Chabad is just saying a person sees that they are plagued. They are plagued by ongoing yisurim. So that could be, says the Mechaber, a result of some type of infraction. Ben Adam Mechavero, umizeh by malav yisurim, she'elam hezber, v'shalom mo'il lohem shum davar she'osa afilu tshuva. And we'll say sometimes a person finds themselves in a situation where as much as I've done tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've corrected my life, I've turned things around, yet the difficulties are still there. It is v'gam im hu tzadik gamar klape Hashem. Altsma ben adam lamakom, I'm good. Right, I'm squared away with God. Zelo yoil, achi efayis esa adam shenifka. So we'll say sometimes if a person finds themselves still in a state of yisurim, even after having corrected ben adam lamakom flaws, nevertheless that could be a result of ben adam lechavero issues. Rak, as yuchal iskaper lo ala avon. Sometimes, again, it is only once I correct the Bein Adam LeChavero pieces that I will have the ability to remove the Yisurim. So we'll say that's category number one. Now, again, I can't say enough. Neither the Mechaber nor anyone else is trying to suggest ultimately, again, why it is that we have Yisurim. But at the same time, when things happen, I have an obligation to introspect and to try to figure out. So Lemaisa, again, what the Mechaber is saying over here, is that if I have prolonged systemic Yisurim that are not going away and are not changing, even though I've corrected myself, Bein Adam LaMakom, that could be a result, ultimately, of some type of Pigam Bein Adam LaChavero. What's the one paragraph? Page Kuf Yud Gimel. Kiyum HaMitzvos Yisurim ha'asuyim l'ramei sa'adam she'over al mitzvos lo sa'aseh. Dahainu, dvarim she'oseh dvarim she'asurim al pi ha'torah o einu mekayim mitzvos sa'aseh. Hainu she'einu oseh dvarim she'atorah mitzvah la'asoso. We'll say other times. So a person, I will say, this is actually quite interesting. A person will have certain obstacles in performing mitzvos. In other words, I'll want to perform certain dynamic religious activities. I want to go ahead and move forward in my ruchnius. Yet again, there are certain things that are preventing me from fulfilling mitzvos. So we'll say it's also a form of yisurim, the inability to grow, the inability to progress, the inability to move forward is also a form of yisurim. So sometimes in life there are things I want to accomplish in my ruchnius, yet I can't. And not that I can't because I don't want to, I can't because there's this obstacle, that obstacle, this obstacle. So the Mechaber says that sometimes that could be the result, ultimately, again, of a person having violated mitzvos lo sa'aseh. The Rebbe says sometimes the Ribono Shel Olam, sometimes the onesh for violation of certain religious tenets is the inability to grow in other areas. Sometimes what the Ribono Shel Olam is telling me is that before I seek out additional avenues of growth, the first order of business is correcting that which is in a state of disrepair. First, I have to fix that which is wrong, and then afterwards, I can move on and go ahead and grow in additional areas. Let's take a look at just, we'll start the next section and we'll stop. Gaiva. Lemaisa. Kolavon hutotza shal gaiva. We'll say, as we know, every sin is a manifestation or a result of arrogance. Kimosha kasov. Literally, your heart will become high and you will forget Hashem. Which means, if you think about it, what does it mean every sin is a result of gaiva? So we know what this means. We know that at the end of the day, that when a person commits an aveira, when I commit an aveira, what I'm saying is my needs are more important than God. What I want, what I need, the desire I'm trying to satisfy, that is more important than anything that the Ribono Shel Olam tells me to do. V'lachein, kol yisurim boim l'rameiz la'adam, she'no chai be'emuna, she'no od milvado, v'shu ba'atzmo eno klum, ki anafilos shal la'adam him miglal agayva shalo kimo shekasov, v'lifnei shever ga'on, v'lifnei kishalon gova ruach perusho, she'lifnei kol mashber o lifnei kishalon shebar la'adam, we'll say, we know that one of the major results, ultimately again, of Yisurim, of life difficulties and challenges, is that they're humbling. When a person encounters setbacks, we'll say, and whether those setbacks are major or not so major, it's humbling, because it reminds you that at the end of the day, I'm not in charge. It reminds you that at the end of the day, again, I too answer to a higher authority. And even though I lived my life in a way that's been for me, what's most important is satisfying of my desires, of my wants. There's a certain element of gaiva. So yisurim, setbacks, adversity, have an incredible way of humbling the individual. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem again. To be clear, the Mechaber can't tell us why things are occurring, but he's giving us the opportunity to contemplate why the various setbacks occur, and ultimately the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be giving us.